This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Dr. Brent Hagen, who is recognized as the go-to medical advisor in the field of healthy aging. He sees patients of all ages and maintains a diverse array of clientele, including professional athletes and celebrities at Metabolics Wellness and Fitness Center. He is board certified in family medicine, receiving both his undergraduate degree and his medical degree at Michigan State University. Dr. Hagen, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. So tell us, what is TZA Energy for starters?
TZA Energy is a creation. We kind of call it like a multi-use dietary supplement because it has a unique delivery method, you know, when you compare that to mainstream nutrition. You know, so it's a supplement. It's powered by herbs and vitamins. It has five herbs and two vitamins, along with a small amount of caffeine, which comes from green tea, the yerba mate, and a little bit of coffee bean extract. But the delivery method is that we actually put it into an oral pouch. It's like a miniature tea pouch that you actually place between the lip and gum. A lot of people identify that with tobacco. But the full goal is to get to keep your mouth satisfied. And when the mouth is satisfied, it does a whole lot of powerful things, including focus, energy. But it also curbs cravings for things like snacking and tobacco products. And so it was kind of created with the medical swing to it, but yet we were targeting a solution for both focus and energy, using lower calories, a more healthy delivery of you know, energy, but also we wanted a perfect solution for those that were trying to cut appetite and reduce cravings for some of the tobacco products. So we kind of, that's why we call it a multi-use. And but it's been a very pleasant product so far, and we have about five flavors, and so far so good.
Well, after starting a career as a medical doctor, who motivated you to create and develop a product like TZA Energy?
Well, you know, I created it after, you know, I drive a lot, so I have a couple different locations I see patients, and I used to chew on sunflower seeds while driving, especially if I was ever getting tired. Pretty healthy guy. I don't drink a lot of soda. I don't drink any soda, but I really didn't get into the energy drinks. And, you know, I really push patients actually to stay away from those types of beverages. So I was really just thinking of something I could put in my mouth, that would, you know, just using oral stimulation to keep me focused, just like the sunflower seeds did, but saying, well, why can't I put some herbs and some vitamins in, and then maybe just a little bit of caffeine, you know, have a healthier option for, staying awake and keeping my mouth satisfied. And, you know, of course it spun off into, well, geez, you know, when you know, the power of oral fixation, which is what drives, people to eat, it drives addiction of a lot of different categories, saying if you have something in your mouth and you can keep it there for, you know, 1 to 2 hours, and it's delivering flavor and it's delivering energy, you're getting the focus from the stimulation, that it would be a great solution for those trying to quit smoking, quit chewing tobacco, and snacking. It takes away the appetite. So it was all a process of driving and chewing on sunflower seeds, and then it went into the process of R&D on getting this together, and it's been real fun, and so far it's working really well.
What challenges have you faced so far with marketing TZA?
The biggest thing is that initially we had the pouches in a canister that was the same shape as tobacco. And, you know, because it was such, you know, so many people love the fact that if they did chew tobacco before, or if they were currently chewing, that this was a great solution for them. So we packaged it in that container, but the biggest thing that we found was that most people identify that container as tobacco. And so we were really kind of pigeonholing ourselves as far as the general market to actually look at this as a really a dietary supplement and not a tobacco product or just a tobacco alternative. So we've rebranded, re-imaged the brand and we're packaging it differently, and our new package is going to be out in about 3 or 4 weeks. And we're really marketing it now as what it is, which is really a dietary supplement. We're not a tobacco product. We're not a tobacco alternative product, although it is magnificent for, cutting cravings for tobacco. I mean, people love it for that reason, but we really want, we're targeting the focus, the energy, the healthier solution for to other energy products, and the fact that it's got herbs and vitamins that can help reduce appetite and keep focus. So we really are a dietary supplement. But that has been by far the biggest obstacle we've had as far as getting the message out to our consumers.
Today we are with Dr. Brent Agin, who is recognized as the go-to medical advisor in the field of healthy aging here on eHealth Radio's Health and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Agin, what is Tisa Chill and how is this different from the other Tisa products?
Tisa Chill is a product that we made for people in the evenings that still want to utilize the oral stimulation and satisfying the mouth and cutting cravings, but don't want the caffeine in it. So, for instance, the people that are driving at night or on their way home from work and want to still be able to get the great flavor from Tisa, but doesn't want to have the caffeine that could, interfere with sleep. So we have one of the SKUs is doesn't have any caffeine in it and has great flavor, and you can suck on it and get all the flavor and oral stimulation and focus without the caffeine. So it doesn't cause drowsiness. It just is a nice natural awareness without any effects on sleep.
And lastly, is there any other new products that you're looking to launch in the near future?
Well, we are just launching our black cherry flavor, which is exceptional, and I think it could end up being one of our best sellers. We're always coming out with new products, and not directly in line with the energy products, but we're working on another alternative. Similar delivery as Tisa, so people are going to have to kind of stay tuned to our website to see what's coming out next, but we're pretty excited about that as well.
And I think I'd like that black cherry flavor myself. Where can our listeners get more information about Tisa Energy?
Tisa Energy, you can find all the information as well as a web store at TisaEnergy.com, which is TEAZA. Energy.com, and then our parent company, which is Trim Nutrition, that's TRIM Nutrition.com, and both of those sites you can find Tisa, and you can find information about other products and what's coming out next with our research and development team.
Well, Dr. Agin, certainly has been a privilege to have had you, and good luck with the company.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate being on.
You're more than welcome, and you're more than welcome to visit us once again with an update. We've been speaking with Dr. Brent Agin, who is recognized as the go-to medical advisor in the field of healthy aging. He does see patients of all ages and maintains a diverse array of clientele, including professional athletes and celebrities at Metabolics Wellness and Fitness Center. And the websites of reference, TisaEnergy.com, as well as TrimNutrition.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.